Today's daf in Masechet Yevamot, brought to you from Eretz HaKodesh, is a Vav. Now, if you were right in saying you can't learn out from Shabbos because Shabbos is more chomer, if you were talking about Lav the Bechamer, how come the Tana doesn't say, well, wait a minute, you can't learn out from there because those are Lav the Shabbos and Lav the Shabbos are more chomer? So obviously, that idea of Lav the Shabbos being chomer is simply not a good enough solution to the Lima. The Tana thinks it's good enough. So therefore, we do not use that as an answer. So I'm back with the problem I have. If the Torah tells you not to listen to daddy, so therefore it's telling you, even if you have a lotase that is not a lotase of karas, you still should not listen to daddy. So apparently we don't say esa docha lotase. So therefore, we've got a real issue over here. So therefore, we should learn from over here that just like the chiyuv of kivud ha'em, ava em, is not over on things that are not karas, so apparently no aseh should be over even a non-karas lota aseh. This is a great question. Ella, so therefore, what we have to say is that even though from the pasuk it's mashma that there is basically a possibility, instead of learning that what we're talking about over here is dafka, the lav of mechamer, let's go back to the way we learned it before. Daddy said, shech the steak, right? Even in that case, nonetheless, it's not going to be an answer because that's what you've done, right? You've pushed me into a corner. You said, if we're talking about a lav de mechamer, so then this should be a marker for never saying yes to chalosasa. So, okay, I agree. It's not talking about lav de mechamer. It's talking about a lav that is involved with karet. Fine. So you said, so then if that's the case, we now have a marker for saying that if you don't have a special posik, then we would say esedoch alota aseh, even on a lav sheish bo karet. And I say to you, no, we don't. And why not? Because even though this is talking about the daddy said to be b'chal Shabbos, we still don't need aleha. Because very simply, the case given over here is not applicable to Yibam. Why is that? Because what we're talking about over here is a special halacha. And that is, we are dealing with a mitzvah over here, which is a hechsher mitzvah. And ikal mifrach mala hanach shekein hechsher mitzvah. Now, hechsher mitzvah is a big machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi's approach is definitely a little bit strange from many places, but he understands that hechsher mitzvah means that the only way to be mekayim the mitzvah of getting your father a steak on Shabbos that is barbecued is clearly by barbecuing the steak. Marsha Inkain, when it comes to the problem of Yibam, which would be telling you to go and marry your daughter if she falls to you, be Yibam, isn't there always an option of getting out of it by doing chalitza? And therefore, if you do chalitza, so then you're going to be mekayim the mitzvah through the chalitza without having to get involved in the yibam. I want to know, where would we have a mucker that you should do something even where you have an out? That's how Rashi learns. Now, Tosus points out that that is very wrong for many reasons. Because first of all, we're going to see later that chalitza b'mokum yibam is not considered to be a mitzvah. The mitzvah is to do the yibam. But let's take Rashi's approach first, because it's simpler, and we'll talk about Tosus's approach tomorrow. Let's first go through the sugya with Rashi's approach. Heksher mitzvah, according to Rashi, is a reason why perhaps you're right that esa is docha lotas ashiyesh bo karet, but only where it's the only way to do it. But why would that be mechayev mi aleha? If when my daughter falls to me, I say, well, it's not, Torah never said I should marry my daughter. I could always give her chalitza. So what do I need a leah to tell me don't marry your daughter? I don't have a mocker yes to marry my daughter. So therefore, We need another approach. Okay? I'll tell you what the other approach is. Ela sakadat echamina tete mibinyan beit hamikdash. The Tanya. Bryce says like this. You might think that we should build the Beit HaMikdash on Shabbat. Talmud Lomar, therefore, comes along the pasuk to tell me, et shabtotai tishmoru u'mikdashi tiro ani Hashem. So this means that kuchem chayavim bechvodi, even the Mikdash is chayav in my covenant, because after all, when it comes to the Mikdash serves your purposes too. Don't give me this stuff, we're only building the Mikdash because we love you. Nonsense. The Mikdash gives you kapora, the Mikdash gives you all these other things, and basically you and the Mikdash owe me. And therefore I say Shabbos comes first. And because of that, we see that my love, I mean, assuming that building a Beis HaMikdash involves doing an Isser Shabbos, which is a Chiyuv of Kares, like, I don't know, Bones, Soser, all the things you got to do. And the only reason that we're saying not to build that Mikdash on Shabbos is because the Torah specified et shabtotai tishmoru. If not for that, halav hachi, then eino chinami. The din would be that it would be deicha, right? Okay, that's why I need Allah. The din would be that it would be docha unless you give me a specific pasuk that says otherwise. Well, I don't know. Maybe it's talking about mechamer over here too. The only thing I'm doing for the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos, I know I can't be mechal Shabbos. The chiddush over here is that I might have thought that if Betsy has all of these bricks for building the Beis HaMikdash, stones for building the Beis HaMikdash on her back, I mean, at least I'd be able to prepare it for tomorrow, you know, and I could drag Betsy into the Mokam HaMikdash. But even that I shouldn't do, and that's not a lota sashiyesh bo karet. Now I know what you're going to tell me, right? The same question we had before. What? Vafilo hachi lo dachi? You're telling me even a lav de mechamer, we're not going to be docha? Why don't we learn out from over here that our mistake is always to think that es is docha lotase, and here we see that es is not docha, even a normal lotase, huh? So, same question. Why don't we leak more miyacha delodach? And we'll go through the same step. Maybe you'll tell me, well, it's different. This is Shabbos. And being mechamer achar be'emton Shabbos is more chomer than it. No. Again, it's all repetitive because we know that the Tana was talking about normal lavim, and Tana didn't think that that was a good reason to say that we can't learn it out from Shabbos. The same brisa that we just had 2 minutes ago, the Tanya. You might think that if Daddy says, go into that Beit HaKvarot and get me that steak, or he says, do not return that steak to its owner. I like that hechsher. So because of that, I'm hungry. And therefore, you might think you should listen to him, because after all, that's a mitzvah to listen to your father. And even though it's lotuchale yitalem, esedocha lotase. Says the Tana, no, you can't, because Talmud Lomar Ishimo Vaviv Tiro Vetshaptotai Tishmoro Kuchem Chayovim Bichvodi. How come we didn't say over there, how can you bring a raya from there? That's talking about the lav of Shabbos. Shabbos is Chomer. So you see the Tana doesn't hold that the lav is Chomer, right? So we can learn from there. No, we can't. Same reason. Mishum Dikel Mifrach Mala Hanach Shetein Heksher Mitzvah. What do you mean Heksher Mitzvah? But you already learned out the din of Heksher Mitzvah a moment ago, didn't you? You said we could learn that out from the first Braita. And that was the reason that we didn't learn out directly from the fact that you don't listen to Daddy, is because it's Heksher Mitzvah, we said, right? And that was basically the answer, that even though he was telling you to be Mechal Shabbos, we still wouldn't need Aleha, because Shchotli is Heksher Mitzvah. Hashem Kain, Yibum is not Heksher Mitzvah. Again, according to Rashi, because I have an option. My option being to do Chalitza. And since the only reason I'm going through all of this is to figure out why I need Aleha, you still haven't told me why I need Aleha. You've told me that in cases of Heksher Mitzvah, when there's no option, that over there, even though it's an Isser Karet, I would say Esedocha Lotase, unless there's a Pasuk that tells me specifically otherwise. like by Kivud Av V'Eim. What does that have to do with Yibum? Yibum is not that type of thing because it's always offering you the option of Chalitza. Tell me why I need Aleah, for God's sake already. So you said, because it's Heksher Mitzvah. But that's not a good answer, because I already know Heksher Mitzvah. So therefore, this has got to be coming to add something that I didn't know before, okay? So what is it coming to add? Because I could have learned that from Ish Imova Aviv Tiro. So therefore, if you're adding something over here, it must be that this pasuk, Veshapto Taitish, that's Mikdashi Tiro, Veshapto Taitish Moro, that is coming to tell me, Veshapto Taitish Moro, Mikdashi Tiro, let's see if our name is about to jump down my throat. So the din is, you got to be very careful when you got an editor standing in the background over there. So therefore, ever since he went to the university, I'm in trouble. So therefore, I now know why I need Aleah, because I have two psukim now. I have that first pasuk, Ish Imo of Imo Tiro. I know from there that this first halacha, the Imo V'Aviv Tiro, I know of Shapsosa Tishmoro, that was Heksher Mitzvah. And now I know it again from over here by the Beis HaMikdash, and that's Heksher Mitzvah. I don't have any options there. So that explains the whole deal. And therefore, I know why I need a layout. No, you don't. I don't. No. Because the only way that you're telling me I need it is because I've got these two separate limudim, right? But suppose I show you that the pasuk of Et Shaptotai Tishmoro Vet Mikdashi Tiro is coming for something else entirely. Then you can't use it to say, well, we got an extra limud, so let's use that to tell me even where it's not a Heksher Mitzvah, and that would give me a reason to need Aleah. But unfortunately for you, there is a good reason for that pasuk entirely outside of this problem of requiring this question of Esedocha lo ta'aseh, and that is Nemra Shmira B'Shabbat. Oh, sorry, I skipped a little bit. Et shabtota tishmor mikdasha tiro lomali mibar lelekidetanya yocho yitiare adam mimikdash. I'll tell you what I learned from here. You might think that a person should actually have a sense of yira from the Beis HaMikdash itself. What does that mean? It means that you are supposed to, you know, bow towards the kosel, you know, kiss the kosel, and so on and so forth. And that would be a good thing, not avodah zarah. Comes along the Torah to teach, don't you dare. Talmud Lomar, et shabtotai tishmoru umigdashi tiro. Okay, so you see that it says shmira b'shabbat, and it says mora b'migdash, right? So now, if it puts it together, it's coming to teach me that those are basically the same. Just like the Shmirah that is mentioned by Shabbos, Ma Shmirah Amura B'Shabbat. You're not being Yoreh from Shabbat, are you? So there's different approaches. There's Rashi's approach. You're not being Yoreh Shabbat because it never says that you have to be Yoreh Shabbat. So why would I think that it'd be Yoreh Shabbat? But of course, the other Indian is that Shabbat is not something that is Baal Yirah. It's not a thing that I fear. You're only going to have that sense of covet towards the Shabbos because it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shabbos. So you're giving covet to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by being mechabed the Shabbos. You don't see the Shabbos as a thing that you're being mechabed. Therefore, the same thing is true about the Beis HaMikdash. Don't go into that Beis HaMikdash thinking that you're in a holy place and we should be bowing down to the place and so on. It's not about buildings. That was the Egel. That was exactly the way the Kuzri explained the Egel, right? Oh, yeah, we got this wonderful, it's a fancy way to have a shul, right? That's how the Kuzri explains the Egel. If I would tell you, he says to the king, if I would tell you that all they did was build a shul, would you think that's so terrible? You wouldn't, would you? But the reason you wouldn't is because we're allowed to build shuls because we need minions, not we build shuls because they're beautiful, reverential places. That's exactly this nakuda. We build the Beis HaMikdash because we have that mokum of Asifa to our Kodesh Baruch Hu, not because we have reverential places that are supposed to make a big impact on us because they're so beautiful and powerful. No. So therefore, af morah amorah b'migdash, lo migdash ata mityareh, elo mimishi yizhir al migdash. What does Mora Migdash mean? I mean, I understand. Would I be afraid of the Beis HaMikdash? Yeah, if Mora Migdash would mean, let's say, Mora is like a sense of deep respect and awe, right? So, and that would be like, Lo Yikanes Adam Bahar Abayit. You shouldn't walk in even to the Abayit with your makel, with your min'al, with your money belt, Bepundato, or with dirty feet, Bavaksha Agabe Raglav, Lo Yasel Kapandria. Don't make a shortcut across the Beis HaMikdash, for heaven's sakes. And Kol Shekein, Riki Ka, not to be spitting in the Beis HaMikdash. Why is that a Kal V'chomer? From Purim. Aha. Perfect for today. Because what's the Kal V'chomer? If it says in the Pasuk that Mordechai had to change his clothes because it's usur to go into the Beis HaMikdash, into the Beis HaMelech, Ein Lavol Shar HaMelech B'Lavush Sak. So kosher can you can't spit in there. That's the Kal V'chomer that we're talking about over here. So that is the meaning of Mora HaMikdash. And it needs this pasuk. Now, Ein Le'ela Bizman She'Beit HaMikdash Kayam. Bizman She'Ein Beit HaMikdash Kayam Inayin. How do I know that I have to continue to have that sense of kavod even for the Mokam HaMikdash? Talmud Lomar. Therefore, it says that Shabtotai Tishmoru Mikdashi Tirou, just like the Shmira of Shabbos applies under all circumstances, with the Beis HaMikdash, without a Beis HaMikdash, whatever the circumstances are, Af Morah HaAmurah B'Mikdash is meant Le'olam. So therefore, if I need the Pasuk of Et Shabtotai Tishmoru, for this, I no longer have that extra Pasuk that teaches me why I need Aleha, because I don't have two Limudim to teach me the same thing. So whoops, there went that. Okay, so that means we need another raya that says dochalota seh sheyeshbo karet, even in cases where it's not a heksher mitzvah, in order for me to understand why I need aleha. Okay, I'll tell you.
Please don't go on because I have to go out and I don't want to miss.
What?
I need to go out to meet people, and Rabbi's going on for too long.
That means the lav yatsas.
I can't hear what he's saying.
So I said, please don't go on. I need to go out, and I'm going to miss because Rabbi's going on.
We have a rabbim over here, not one person. I'm sorry. So you'll have to miss a little bit so that we could finish up and get ahead. Okay. The Tana Devei Rabbi. So I'm saying, Sal Kadai Dechamina, Teite Mehav Ara. We should learn it out from this special lav, which says you're not allowed to make a fire on Shabbos. The Tana Devei Rabbi Yishmael. Why does it say, Lo Tevaru Eish Bechol Moshvotecha? Ma Talmud Lomar. What is that supposed to mean, Ma Talmud Lomar? Any two-year-old knows the answer to that question? Come on, ask your two-year-old. What? Come on, how long before you leave? Call in the professor and ask her. Why does it say... Why does it say the Lotavar Eish Bechol Moshvotecha? It's the famous Machlokas, for heaven's sakes. According to Rabbi Yossi, it's teaching you that Havara is only a lav and not a lav Sheish Bo Karet, and that's why it's mentioned. And according to Rabbi Nassim, it was mentioned separately, Lechalek, to know that even a single Malacham Chayavan, that's like, you know, child's play. What kind of question are you asking? D'tanya, havara l'lav yatsa divi Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Nassim amir l'chalek yatsa. Oh my Rava, that wasn't his question. You don't understand the question. Wait, he was asking. Moshavot, why does it say b'chol moshvotechem? Moshavot matamud lomar. Is Shabbos nogea Eretz Yisrael? Shabbos is not a mitzvah that is tolig ba'aretz. Shabbos is a mitzvah shebegufo. It's chovat haguf. Chovat haguf nohaget ben ba'aretz, ben b'chutz la'aretz. So why mention b'chol moshvotechem? Of course it's b'chol moshvotechem. That's what we're asking. Moshavot, the Katav Rachmona b'Shabbat, lomali. And now that we're going to see that one of the Talmidim of Rabbi Yishmael said, Mishum Rabbi Yishmael Amar Talmid Echad, because since it says, V'chiyeh be'ish chet mishpat mavet v'humat, there's a mitzvah, so say, to kill someone who is chayev misa on Bezdin, and therefore you might have thought that you should do this on Shabbos too. Aye, it says, V'chalaleh mot yumat, and would that not be a chilul Shabbos? That doesn't apply to this case. We're talking about other malachas. But misas Bezdin is a mitzvah, so say. Oh, ain't no Ella feel misas Bezdin. Well, no, maybe even that I shouldn't do. And when it says, make sure you kill him, it means only Bechol, not on Shabbos. Or maybe it means even on Shabbos. And the Gemara is going to explain later why we're going back and forth like this. Maybe this, maybe that. Obviously, each stage had to have a reason behind it that we were including. But we won't worry about that till tomorrow. Therefore, Talmud Lomar, lo tevaro esh Bechol moshveteichem. Because by the key of Misa, it says that same word. That when you're chayev somebody, Misa, that's a chiev, it's talking about rotzchim, this is in all of your moshavot. So just like the moshavot there is referring to in Bezdin, so to the moshavot over here, that's talking about B'chol moshvotechem lo tevaro esh, is telling me lo tevaro, if somebody's chayev skila, esreifa, do not turn on the fire. And I'm assuming this is going according to Rabbi Nosson, who says that lighting a fire is actually a chilul Shabbos of the highest order. And you see from here that even though it's a chayev karis, only because we have this special pasuk of lo tavaro, but if not that, I would have said the chiev of the mitzvah to kill somebody is going to be more powerful than the lo taseh of Shabbos, which is an iser karis. There we go. We now see that if the Torah wouldn't have told us aleha to tell me that I don't go ahead and marry my daughter or my wife's sister, then I would. Well, who says it's going like Rabbi Nasi? Maybe it's going like Rabbi Yossi, who says that fire is not an Isser Karis. I don't care if it is Rabbi Yossi. What are you, some kind of primitive? What do you mean fire? How do you do the Misa of Sreifa? You burn somebody at the stake like a witch? You have to heat up lead. You boil the lead. Remember? Instant death. Now, this boiling up the lead, that is definite. That has nothing to do with fire. That has to do with cooking. And cooking is certainly allowed on Shabbos that has karas. Tevi nami Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi was talking about havara l'laviyatza, just lighting a fire. Havara bebezdin is not lighting a fire. It has to do with cooking a lead piece, a wick of lead, turning it into liquid, and having pouring it down the throat. Om Reb Sheshes, mali bishul ptila, mali bishul samanim. There's no difference in cooking. You're cooking lead or you're cooking cholent. It's exactly the same thing for Shabbos. Sometimes the cholent's even worse than the lead. But basically, it's exactly the same halacha. And if that's the case, then it could be talking even like Rabbi Yossi. And you see, the Torah says, if it wouldn't be that I tell you, b'chol moshvotechem, you would actually have thought you should be machal or Shabbos with an iser kares. That's why when it says to do Yibum, it is saying to do Yibum, if it wouldn't have been for Aleha, even to your wife's sister or your daughter. That would be one interesting approach. So we now need to know Aleha. Omer Pshimi Barashi, you guys got it totally wrong. We weren't talking about over year because of Esedoha Lotas. That was your interpretation because you've gotten so much into this obsessive issue of how do I know Esedoha Lotas? And you think everybody who's talking, I'll bet you think this song is about you. Well, guess what? This has nothing to do with Esedoha Lotas. He wasn't talking about Esedoha Lotas. He was saying that it's a Kalvachomer. That's what he was saying. Kalvachomer, the Tana was saying that I would have thought that you have to kill the guy on Shabbos. Why? Because there's a Kal V'chomer, which we'll see in a moment. So only on other things, not Misas Bezdin. But Misas Bezdin is certainly kedai to do on Shabbos from a Kal V'chomer. Because if the Aved in the Beis HaMikdash is so chomer that it's Deicha Shabbos. Nonetheless, if a Kohen who is Chayav Misa is on the Mizbeah, he hasn't started doing the Aveda yet, but he's the only Kohen available. We'll drag him off of that Mizbeah, but what's going to be with the Aveda? Tough Aveda, no more Aveda. So that means that this mitzvah to kill a person is more chomer than the Aveda. It says, Me'im is b'chiti k'chen alamut. So Shabbat, which is not as chomer, because Aveda is Docha Shabbos, so for sure Ritzicha should be Docha the Aveda. What does this have to do with Esa Docha Lot Esa? It's a very special case. Now, as far as the back and forth in Yonim that we had, that will be for tomorrow's daf. Shavua Tov. Hinei El Yeshuati Eftach V'lo Efchad.